بسم الله يا أيها الفقراء. الحمد لله, we're all here. This is a wonderful occasion, and I hope will be the first of many retreats we have together. I would certainly like to thank particularly Sidi Sirajuddin and Sidi Rashid and Seda Zainab for all of the work they've done here. And I think it's going to be a very good and important couple of days together. Let's think about how we might use that time together. I would like you to think about the question, what was it that brought you to the tariqah? What have you found now that you've come to the tariqah? And lastly, what is it that you're seeking now? Various taruq have different styles and flavors, and our tariqah has always been known as a path of knowledge, a janana among the bhaktis and the karma paths. But let's think about that knowledge for a minute. What does that actually mean? What's involved in that term knowledge? Some would say there's knowledge in books, there's knowledge in texts, there's knowledge in mudhakarat. I submit to you that all of that's false. And there is no knowledge in books. And there is no knowledge in texts. And there is no knowledge in mudhakarat. What you find there is information. But in order for that information to be knowledge, it has to encounter a subject. When the subject encounters the knowledge, then it becomes real and it can live. But without that subject, it remains sterile and abstract. There is a magic in the fusion of subject and object. But that's what experience is. Every experience has that magic to it. And as we approach the path, we try to make the potential knowledge real and living knowledge through our own experience. That's why the rites are so important. The practice of the invocation is so important. The virtues are so important. It's because by those actions, this potential knowledge gets to live and be real within us. So try to be as aware as you can, pay as much attention as you can of your own experience as you encounter these things in your life and in the path. Try to be as aware as possible, as present as possible, so that you can give to God all that you have. Because as Sheikh Issa has often said, the perfection of the object requires the totality of the subject. So as we're here together this weekend, let us think about the path and the practices and the rites and the experience that makes them real as we enjoy each other and this wonderful weekend, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam.